Well, I'm standing outside my house and it's all very surreal. I've realised that with a team of five men, there's no way for me to kind of pick little bits that I want to be packed separately, and I should have done that earlier. I've just also realised the wireless network's gone down, of course, because it's all been unplugged. So I'm now without internet apart from my iPhone. And I have got tethering starting at 8 p.m. I think tonight, so that's quite interesting, so I'll try that. Freaky isn't the word, really. It's seeing your house get packed into boxes really quickly and my studio be dismantled. But it's nice not to be having to do it myself, for sure. So, I'm just outside walking around trying to kill a bit of time while they get on with what they're doing. All in all, pretty exciting. It's really happening. I've packed my laptop and essentials into my bag and put that in the car. I've got the clothes I'm wearing and a change of bits, and they will finish quite soon, I think. It doesn't look like it's taking them long, and start the drive, and then they'll sleep with the van, and tomorrow morning they have to go quite slowly, apparently, so tomorrow morning they'll arrive at the house and unpack. Entirely surreal experience. I've never moved more than a couple of miles, you know, in London. Since I came down here when I was 18, so it's going to be strange. But also it's exciting because the reality has just hit me that I'm standing around now and my home is being packed up. Genuinely, my home is where my wife and my dog are, so we're about to go, and next time I'm standing outside of my home in this sort of situation, dawdling, we'll probably be waiting for the barbecue to get lit, or the pizza oven to get wood-fired. I'm feeling really healthy. I mean, I've had to medicate very early this morning just to, you know, not panic about anything. But generally now, I almost wonder whether I'm less stressed than someone who's not really mentally ill. Because, it's not an answer to anything, but when your mind's racing a lot and you're anxious and you've had a lot of stress in London and a series of things that have given you, you know, behavioural problems or obsessive compulsions or agoraphobia, it's a lot about stimulus, and I think moving to a place where the stimulus is the sound of birds and a train every 20 minutes is going to do me a lot of good compared to this world, which is exciting and vibrant and interesting and all of those things, but never quiet and never relaxing. So here we go. We've hired a car that's coming later because our little Clio is broken. I'm going to take the two-seater up to and then possibly have to sell it and get a Land Rover or something the size of the whole road. It's a little tiny track. Anyway, I'll stop gibbering because I don't have Wi-Fi. Hello from Hackney for one of the last times. Have a good day. Well, it seems I didn't upload that last audio book, which I did this morning when chaos was all around and they were starting to pack the house up. It's now 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm in my studio, which you can probably hear the resonance in here. I've often booed from in here before. You won't have heard it so echoey. It's completely empty apart from the huge rack cabinets and desk, which I'll be leaving here so that the people who potentially rent this place off us can use it as a studio. If not, I can always take it up north at another time. bit of a spare part because we've got the assistance of professional movers with her, with it being a relocation with work. Well, it's not for me, but it's Claude's work is relocating. They pay for... I just heard, I know, my God, what was that? What, Claude? What? Okay, reporting from the scene. Claude's just realised that her folder with all her hire car details has been packed, despite the instructions not to, so... that's not going to be a big deal. They'll just have to unpack boxes and stuff. She just looked at me like, not going to be a big deal? I don't think so. So I'm holding Poppy for a minute. I'm the lead. Poppy's been very patient, but she's... but there you go, she's running out of patience.
Excuse me?
Yes, one sec.
You're good, because
he's telling me... A folder located, panic over. We've got to get a hire car because our car's only a two-seater, so... we'll get a hire car and get up north and then address the need for a bigger car. Now we've got places we can go, and Poppy needs to fit in. And our little car that we've used for Poppy in the past is broken down now for good. Yeah, it's the end of 20 years for me. It's end of an era. Lots of thoughts about what's happened in those 20 years. Lots of goods, lots of bads. Lots of average, lots of great. And I'm sure I'll reflect on that more deeply once I'm in the peace and quiet of the Cheshire Plains and away from Hackney. I'm feeling bizarrely great. Nowhere near as nervous as I have been. And I think now that everything's gone and, you know, I can see that what we need to do now is hoover and then leave. It's a pretty good feeling. I'm feeling that very clear-headed, very less pressured than really just sitting here wondering what was going to happen next, which I've been doing for over 12 months. I can only say that I hope that my general head state at the present moment is indicative of the way it's going to be once we've got up there, because it just generally feels less troubled and less confused. It feels like we've got a real purpose. We're moving to the countryside, to a better life where we get to go for long walks with our dog and enjoy open spaces and... village life appeals to me, but not the generally... I don't want to get political, but you get a different sort of politics in village Britain than you get in Hackney. And I will always remain politically... my heart will always remain in Hackney. Anyway, doesn't matter. I don't have to talk to politics to the neighbours. The Tory bastards that they'll all be. Oh dear. But generally, yeah, just a fairly amazing time today, really. I've been really quite chilled compared to the last few days, the last few weeks. It's kind of making, I don't know, there is something liberating about not having a computer there wearing away, therefore not having the option of doing anything but waiting for the day to happen. Got my iPhone, which I'm finding more useful than I've ever found before because of, you know, using Tweety and things like that. That's great. I don't think I'm going to miss having a broadband connection for a little while. I think I'll be coping fine. Anyway, I'll upload this now. But, good so far. A night on the floor and then pizza, beer, and maybe try and rig the projector up, which is staying, and watch a film on the Virgin box, which is still not disconnected. And then set off first thing tomorrow. So, goodbye from Hackney.